Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton at Eventorac 2014 in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia, and in the beautiful Magnum booth, Stone.
Yeah, this is going to be a distinct pleasure because we're going to get a chance to visit with our, what would you call them, booth patrons for this event, Lee?
That's as good a name as any.
And it is an absolutely gorgeous booth. Of course, they're demonstrating all the fine technology that they have to offer their clients. They also have fresh bananas, and they have built us just a gorgeous, I don't even want to compare it to Monday Night Football. It's nicer than the Monday Night Football.
It's like Thursday Night Football.
It's like Thursday Night Football. So please join me in welcoming to the broadcast Mr. Todd Finch and Paul Mitchell with Magnum. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Like all the kudos.
So we are delighted to have you. I'm going to start with you, Todd. Mission, purpose, core business for Magnum. What are you guys out there doing for folks?
We basically do anything that plugs in, is the way we like to call it around the office. But we do lighting, sound, video, and staging for corporate events, meetings, and trade shows.
So now, do you guys invent the technology, or you just find, go scour the planet to find the latest technology? What do you guys do?
A little bit of both. In the terms of the desk, build it. but mostly we scour the universe and deploy, like in the booth, new technology. But it is definitely a combination of old and new. But we try and make it's about design, I guess, really.
I would also add to that, a lot of it is repurposing other invented pieces to make work for our application.
Well, now, see, you're giving people your secret sauce. Now, you don't have to give them that.
All right.
I'm not going to tell them what we incorporate. We just do a lot of repurposing.
So that means you'll find something interesting that maybe somebody's using, and then you go, you know what, I'm going to make this kind of different in this booth environment.
Yeah, that and just seeing technical pieces that may have no relation normally or what it was intended for and going, you know, I think I could take that and it will, you know, give us
and
another
we'll do something cool
end result
it,
that
right?
will work that, you know, might simplify or help cost or, you know, obviously get to an end goal faster.
I think they subscribe to your philosophy, some form of yes. That's the It's always some form of yes.
We can make that happen.
No, it's not an option.
Well put.
So now, when a client hires you, can you walk us through what that engagement is like? Do they just say, look, our booth is 20 by 60, and we want to be the coolest booth here, so make that happen? How do you guys work together?
That would be the dream one.
That hasn't happened yet.
We're still waiting for that.
We're looking
and
for
a blank check, whatever it takes.
Money's no object.
No, you know, it's funny. We were just talking in our booth, sitting down over there. It's we kind of gauge people's creative opinion, I think. Is how they come to us. How much input they want to have. Yes, some people do give us the free rein to design.
Like what if I say I want like a big cube with different video going on every side. Is something like that even possible?
It is. It is. It takes a lot. But yes. That was a internal brainchild right there. And yes, it is possible.
So I'd be interested for you to describe some of the cool booths that you guys have put together. Some of the
What are you most proud of?
Ooh,
there's quite a few. Yeah.
Did we stump you?
Well, it's such a cross gamut. I mean, the trade shows and booths are obviously part of it, but some of our corporate industrials, it's to me personally where we get more of our show value out of it. You know, producing a general session, where you're really working on more of a show theme than just delivering a specific message.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, we got to get outside of our box. Lee.
Yeah,
in
really.
The booth, we're thinking booth, but you do the whole big room the lights and the candles and all that stuff.
Yep. I don't know that there's any one that I would say. I think they all they're all satisfying in the end.
All right. So what's one you're not proud of? No, I'm just kidding. No, it seems like you guys do. Like you said, you cover the overall theme, and you probably get hired back time and time again, right?
We yes. Yeah. You know, it's a lot on our business is word of mouth and relationship driven. There's no two ways about it.
And then
it.
Once they hire you, they're probably like, you know what? We did that. Let's try to raise the bar next year, right?
Yep.
I'd say that's 90% of our annual repetitive jobs are certainly how can we do it different and better. And naturally, if you're already obviously hoping to already be near the top, it certainly makes it a little more difficult to keep, you know, raising the bar when you feel like you're virtually at the top.
All right, for the young people out there, is there an education path or a career path for this, or do you just have to know a guy that knows a guy that – how did you get here? We'll start with you, Paul Mitchell. Love the hair products, by the way.
Thanks.
How did you get started in all this?
Our high school theater was kind of – high school theater and high school broadcast journalism was my end, which ultimately led me to a trade school in Orlando called Full Sail that specializes in the multimedia arts, show production, film, audio, graphics, and such. And basically it was like going to play with all the toys I wanted to play with. I went to an open house and was sold immediately, and the format was very similar to how the real world is. And it got me hooked, and, well, 15 years later, I'm still in.
and you guys are here in Atlanta, but you do events all over the place, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All over the world.
Yep.
Now, either of you involved in the sales and marketing side of this? I guess you are, because if nothing else, you'd be subject matter experts. But the reason I'm asking at this point is I'm just curious, does the phone just ring off the hook, or do you have to go out and try to find some of these folks, or how does that piece of the business work?
No, you definitely have to go out and find people. I mean, again, it is relationship built.
Yeah.
It's word of mouth. It's,
and trust. And I'm trust, putting all this trust, money. I'm yep. putting my brand out there for all my best prospects to see.
Yes.
I can't screw this up.
Nope.
Not even once.
You know, it's like, you know, on the large scale, very few times when you watch the Academy Awards, do they fail?
Yeah.
It just doesn't work that way, right? So,
right.
And for somebody, I mean, take it out of the Academy Awards to this event or anybody else, it's the most important thing, at least for that day, and you're not going to put it in somebody's hands. That's going to
right,
fail.
Because they're work. Trusting their brand with you.
Absolutely.
You know, and you got to protect
priceless.
Their brand.
Right. Absolutely. It is, at least for that one day, it is the most important event on earth to some people.
No, absolutely.
Every event's like a wedding. It's a one-day, one shot.
Now, you mentioned weddings. Do you do business or social or both?
We do a gamut of it all. We like to think it keeps us fresh and pinching ourselves to know a little bit about everything. And I say that in that you can you find it odd that you can tie elements of even corporate stuff into weddings and vice versa. You know, it's they're all design elements and it can all play into one another.
Now, what's the ratio for your business? What part social, what part business?
I always answer that with, that's a tricky question. There's a lot more.
Because there's business weddings?
No, kind of.
Well, it's a niche. It's a developing
right,
niche.
Right, we're developing that market right now.
Well, it's over the halfway, though, on the corporate side.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's, I would say it's still the majority, but there are years that it really
it
can
goes
swing.
Back and forth.
Yeah. Huh.
Now, this is a very unique event in that you are exhibiting partially to show off what you can do for event planners that could and should be hiring you. You now have your brand. You're putting it at stake out there, so that's why you have such a marvelous showing. And, of course, we're honored that you let us play along
right.
with you.
Yeah.
That was a kind of a little bit of a roll of the dice.
We thought it was a great fit. It obviously bring some people into the booth.
Yeah.
So thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Sure. So, but you're working the booth, and meeting planners come in. They visit with you, and they have these kinds of conversations, and you're – I mean, it must be almost like being a therapist. You have to consult with them and help them think through what they want to accomplish for this, like you said, one of the most important days of their life.
Yep. It's very relationship-driven in our side of the industry.
Yeah.
You want to really, you know, it's like picking a doctor. I hate to say it that way, but you want to trust on both sides. They got to trust you. You got to trust them and that because you got to trust in communication is where it really where the brass tacks hits so to speak is on that line of communication with your customer.
Yeah, and the end product shines. The better the relationship, and in most cases, the longer the relationship, the end result is there. It shows.
Now, in this event, you're trying to kind of woo these meeting planners, right? That's one of the objectives.
Yeah.
Is it also to find partners to work with?
Yeah.
Is that another objective?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We're kind of pulled in different facets of where we come in. And, for example, that cube, in our booth, we didn't make that cube. We found
don't
that.
Be modest.
Yeah, we found that. We found that, and we used it as a projection
just
surface.
Just the surface, the just, object itself.
Yeah, right. We used it as a projection surface. So there's definitely, you know, we're walking around here finding things, too, that we can use as part of what we do.
So now when you're looking at a partner, you have to trust them because their brand, your branded, everything's getting commingled, right?
Yes, absolutely. So and everybody's got to deliver.
Right, everybody's got to deliver. And there's no second chances a lot of times.
No.
So do you find yourself in that position a lot where you're a kind of a quarterback? I mean, we know our little business, but we don't really know anything about, you know, the exhibiting business per se. So we can come to you and we know we've seen this and, hey, we got a big deal. We want a really sexy layout for our broadcast booth. And then, but, you know, we also want a three-armed juggler and a magician and you guys kind of quarterback that force, at least get us pointed in the right direction?
We try not to be the quarterback on that side, just so you know. But we do have people that we work with a lot that we refer.
That you trust.
That we trust. And that, you know, right. It's one of those things. You, if somebody asks if there's a job availability, you really can't put your name on it unless you trust who you're referring, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Same's true on that side and the partner. If you don't know or trust who you're referring, you don't want to put your name on it. So, right. Yes.
Now, in this event world, you're saying you don't want to be the quarterback necessarily. Who typically is the quarterback?
We look to planners.
It's the meeting planner.
The
meeting quarterback.
Planner, the there event you go. Planner. Yes, we the planner. Good planners are, you know, they really do a great job of being that quarterback and knowing that the jugglers coming in is actually important to us. We need to know when they're going to be
there. At what time are they going to be there and
yes,
where they're going to be.
Absolutely.
Right?
When, how many
I got to get a higher ceiling.
Right. Absolutely. Right. Do they need a microphone? I don't know. Or, all of that.
Where are they going to plug in their chainsaw?
Right.
You got to know that.
Right.
All right. Where can our listeners go to learn more, maybe have a conversation with you guys or someone on your team about this kind of thing?
Come on by the booth. We're here until 3:30, I believe, today.
Okay.
And outside of that, come by our office. We have we've just moved over on Armor Drive, so we're more than welcome to have people come by and see our equipment and talk to our sales staff, or they can call us. Or pick us up on the internet. We
What's
just released
the website?
www.magnumco.com. And we just released a new brand here at the show, and we're redoing our website. So please look us up soon.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both for coming by and hanging with us. And thanks again to you and Magnum for being our booth patron at this wonderful event. It's been a real pleasure.
You each have to take a banana with you, buddy.
Will do. All right, on that note, we'll be back in a few from the show floor of Eventorac 2014.